I remember going into one studio. It was somewhere out in the eastern suburbs, maybe Sterling Heights. You know, for a kid from Dearborn, it's like, oh my God, this is a world away. Where the, you know, the guy was like, oh yeah, MC5 recorded here, and they had a 2-inch 24-track studio, and it was significantly out of our, you know, price range. And after some digging around and stuff, we ended up with this guy who also was in a suburb somewhere in his parents' basement, probably an 8-track, 1/2-inch studio. And, you know, it was going to be real cut and jive, straightforward. We're not going to do a bunch of overdubs. We're not going to stack a bunch of vocal harmonies. We're just going to be set up and rip through it. And I think we did a fairly decent job of that. The engineer, I don't think, had the slightest idea what we were. Because I seem to remember from the recordings, there was like a ton of reverb on it. Like he was trying to make it sound, you know, arena rock or something. But yeah, I think we went in and blew it out pretty quickly, 6 or 8 songs. Again, with minimal overdubs, minimal, really not a lot of quote unquote production. I think it was, I don't know that there was a plan. I mean, I don't know if it was to get us more gigs. I don't know that we were going to try and, I think we may have had a plan to hopefully release a little 6-song cassette thing. Right, we're just going to take the masters and run off and make cassettes from that, if I remember correctly. Nothing ever did come from it, no, because it all cost money, which we had very little of. Yeah, I mean, I was a janitor at Jacobson's, and Mark was working at a gas station. Ted might not have been working. I can't recall what Tom was doing. I mean, we're just young guys just trying to scrape up gas money to get to the gig.